Do not wait for prayer lines or even that which is of itself scriptural in the laying on of hands. Those things work as I will and as you deliberately do those things. But understand this, that in this atmosphere of worship, all sickness, disease, infirmities, and pain is subject to your praise and your worship in me, says the Spirit of grace. Do not wait for what you would think would be a special call. But as you are watching this service, or you're sitting in this service, give yourself over to that place of believing me that all things are possible. Allow your expectation to come to another place, and for me to frame your world in a place of understanding that where you're going and where I'm taking my church, that things happen. You'd call it inadvertently. You'd call it just seemingly on accident or sovereignly. But I say you're deliberately bringing about my presence in a place where I can come all the time on purpose and bring forth healing and virtue to your body, says the Spirit of grace. So those of you who are reaching out tonight, watching, standing or sitting in this place, now is the time. Receive of my Spirit, says the Lord. Even that which is, and I heard him say this, even that which is of a natural healing process, or even that which is being aided with medication, which is fine, he wants to speed it up. He wants to put it into overdrive. He wants you to know that he'll come alongside of medicine. He'll come alongside of natural healing because he wants you. He wants you to be in the best place possible to go into revival in this outpouring. So Father, right now, we speak life. We release that life. We deliberately, on purpose, not waiting for a gift, which we thank you for. But we thank you right now, on purpose, deliberately, we release, according to your word, that virtue. Arthritis, you cannot stay. Pain, you cannot stay. Kidneys, we command you to revitalize, begin to take on the virtue of the Lord. We command in the name of Jesus that healing, restoration happen now to the pancreas, to the liver, to the lungs, to the heart, to every part, to any place that someone is standing inside of their heart. Hele ulamanse tia. Mendekalasete 2022 revival now conference. As I'm meeting you on a place that you've never been before. And I'm bringing you up, as I said this morning, through the ministry of my word to a higher plane. To come into fellowship with me and to know me beyond any place that you've ever known me before. And to know that as a father, it hurts me more to see you in your suffering than it does even for you and your family, where a price has been paid. And I'm bringing you up into a place to change your expectation that old things and things that have been around for months and years and even decades are being changed, says the Spirit of the Lord. Malahole setiete. Melachlonde kereset. Mole eli alohe idiaflo ma esete. Emotional battles, whether they be the biological chemistry or satanic origins or just happenstances of life, and everything I'll come. In everything I'll come. Peace that passes understanding has been your promise. Beyond having the ability to understand. I'm petitioning you. I'm petitioning you as your high priest and Lord of the church. Begin to lay down reasoning and figuring these things out, but rather to give yourself over to worship. Magnify me, that everything comes to a plane and everything is washed. Give this over to me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Let life begin to invigorate you and bring forth that which only I, through the Holy Spirit, can bring forth.